Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Ken Timmerman will join me at the broadcast table to report on the potential for two major wars in our world today. With the events in the Persian Gulf intensifying on a daily basis and the potential for Russia to attack the European Union, there are now in this world the possibility for two major wars in two different regions that may well break out at the same time. Today on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing, Ken Timmerman will join me. We'll discuss these two possible wars. We'll do that in just a moment, but I want to remind you about my commentary on the book of Revelation. Both of these wars are talked about, both of the major parties, Russia and the European Union. In fact, the Bible tells us that at the beginning of the tribulation period, these will be the two politically powerful organizations that will come into the Middle East to make a play to replace the Jewish state of Israel. Russia will lead an Islamic coalition of nations to try to wipe the Jewish state off the face of the earth, and at the same time, they'll have to defend themselves against the European Union, which is at least the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. The Bible talks about that in the book of Revelation, and my commentary will help you study the book of Revelation chronologically. If you're going to understand the book of Revelation, you don't do it by reading it and studying it numerically, chapters 1 to 22, but you must do it chronologically. My commentary is entitled Revelation, A Chronology, and I lay out the chronological unfolding of this very important prophetic book. You can purchase this book, my commentary on Revelation, at my Prophecy Bookstore, and that's located on my website, prophecytoday.com. There are many other teaching materials that may assist your study of Bible prophecy there at my bookstore on my website. That address, the website, prophecytoday.com, and then go to the Prophecy Bookstore, and this time, look for my commentary on the book of Revelation. Ken, everything seems to be ratcheting up as it relates to the U.S.-Iranian conflict that's going on somewhat in the Persian Gulf. Looks like the United States responsible for bringing down an Iranian drone. What do we know about this?
The tension is ratcheting up. The Iranians are quite embarrassed by losing the drone. They've denied that any of their drones had been disabled or shot down. The news that I've heard is that it was not even shot down, but taken over electronically and crashed about 1,000 meters from the USS Boxer near the Strait of Hormuz. Bad news for the Iranians. They are continuing to find ways to challenge us militarily without provoking a massive U.S. military response. I think the deployments over the past couple of weeks by the Trump administration, the naval deployments, the enlisting of allies to join us to escort these very large crude carriers, the VLCC tankers, through the Strait of Hormuz. This has got the Iranians on edge. They're a bit worried. They have backed off, at least temporarily, from their attacks on the tankers themselves. Remember, there were several mine attacks on tankers as they exited the Strait of Hormuz. They backed off from that, but we're still hearing extremely bellicose rhetoric from the Iranians claiming that they own the Strait of Hormuz, and anybody who tries to block their own exports, oil exports, will find their ships under challenge.
This is only continuing activities that seems to cause this conflict to get larger and larger and possibly move toward some type of a real war there in the Persian Gulf area. You know, I was watching one of the news programs on cable television, and they had the former director of Special Ops. He was a two-star general, I believe, and he said that this CO, the commanding officer of the Boxer, USS Boxer, made the exact perfect move. He didn't shoot the drone down, which he could have done, but instead electronically brought it down. That's good thinking and great strategy by the U.S., isn't it?
I think so. And again, it demonstrated to the Iranians that when it comes to cyber, we are the masters of the universe. They may pride themselves on a couple of exploits, which they have carried out. They have taken over a U.S. drone. They did so in 2011, you know, severed the communications link between that Sentinel drone and the U.S. military in Afghanistan, flew it into Iran, crashed it, took it over, and then reversed engineered that drone. That's given them tremendous technology. They had help from the Russians on this. They shared the technology from that Sentinel drone with the Russians as well. But since then, since 2011, they have had limited success. They did apparently take over another drone in the Persian Gulf or shoot one down a couple of weeks ago, and that nearly provoked President Trump to launch a retaliatory military strike. He retreated from that position at the very last minute because he did not think the loss of an unmanned drone was worth killing 150 or more Iranians. But we are still masters of the cyber universe, and I think the Iranians are a little bit cowed when they see that.
Looks like the United States would be the adults in this conflict, and the children, the Iranians, are not doing or making the right decisions. However, they did come together with Russia and Syria to set strategic strategy in place as it relates to the Middle East. And this is a key move because it does play into the end time scenario of the alignment of the nations found in Bible prophecy.
That's right. And we see this increasing Russian-Iranian cooperation. It's not just political dialogue. It's strategic cooperation, military cooperation in Iran. We've seen recently a revival of a oil for goods program that they signed in 2014, where Russia would be buying up to 100,000 barrels a day of Iranian oil and then selling it to other countries. This is a way of helping Iran get around the sanctions. Russia sees an interest in this because they, too, are subject to international sanctions. So you have the two of them really in each other's arms, Russia and Iran in each other's arms, where the Russians are supporting the Iranian economy, they're supporting the Iranian military, and they're supporting Iran's continued presence, military presence, in Syria.
You know, Iraq is mentioned in Bible prophecy. That would be Revelation chapter 18. But it's a war-torn country now trying to rebuild. However, they have proposed a conference where they would be the mediator between Iran and the United States. Now, what do we know about that? Are they qualified to do that? Will this go anyplace at all?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see this. You're right. There is now an offer. You have the EU Foreign Secretary, Mogherini, the woman from Italy, who traveled to Baghdad just this past week to speak with their Minister of Foreign Affairs about Iraq hosting some kind of conference that would try to decrease the level of tensions between the United States and Iran. But the Iraqis are really in a troubling situation right now. They're in a difficult spot because the Iranians have essentially taken over Iraq. They have a military force in Iraq of about 100,000 men in arms in these what they call the popular mobilization forces. These are ostensibly Iraqi militias, but they are controlled by Iran's Revolutionary Guards and specifically by Qasem Soleimani, the head of the Quds force. So the Iraqi government sees its own sovereignty eroded by Iran's military presence in Iraq. And I think this is I won't call it a desperate move, but it is certainly a move aimed to try to get their chestnuts out of the fire here with the U.S. They don't want to see the U.S. intervening militarily on Iraqi soil to whack Iranian-backed Iraqi militias. That's the last thing that the Iraqi government wants to see, but that is increasingly a real possibility.
Ken, NATO-linked pundits, those political pundits who try to comment on everything, think they know the answer to all things, say that Russia is now set for a regional war, possibly in Europe. But do the facts really back that up, Ken?
Well, look, the Russians have made many aggressive military moves. We saw them in Crimea. We've seen them in the Ukraine. That's why they are under international sanctions today. And they have continued to threaten the Baltic states, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, in that northwestern corner of Europe there, and they continue to threaten Poland. So the Russians do have a great amount of military capability poised on that western front, and the significant thing here is that the Russians also have a military doctrine that uses nuclear weapons as part of a conventional war. That is something that we don't do in the West. So there is some backbone to this analysis by these German experts. Now, of course, the Russians themselves try to poo-poo it and say, no, this is never going to happen. But I think there's something real going on here. There is a significant Russian military buildup. We've seen the strategic modernization of their nuclear weapons forces over the past 10 years with $650 billion that they pumped into building new ballistic missile submarines, a new generation of ground-based ballistic missiles to attack the United States and also Europe. So I think there's something there.
You know, there was an Iranian official this last week who visited Bashar Assad, president of Syria. They had a conversation, and out of that conversation, the Iranian official said that Israel does not have a future in that region, the Middle East. Boy, that contradicts the Bible, but what about the statements by the Iranians? There they go again, trying to say they're going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth.
Yeah, there they go again. And the thing is, should they attempt it, I believe that the Israelis would retaliate with overwhelming force, probably, well, with the possibility of a nuclear response should the Iranians ever dare to launch a weapon of mass destruction against them. This is a war of words we've seen going on for decades, but as Iran becomes more powerful, as it is closer and closer to a nuclear weapons capability, as it develops its long-range ballistic missiles and expands the fleet of nuclear-capable missiles that can hit Israel, these kind of words take on more meaning, I think, and become increasingly threatening.
But I read the bottom line. The last chapter is that Iran, instead of Israel, be wiped off the face of the earth forever. Well, Ken Timmerman is key, folks, for our understanding of what's happening around this world geopolitically, and we bring him to this broadcast table with his key analysis of what is going on. Ken, thank you so very much. We'll have another conversation next week.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Jimmy. God bless.
Very important report coming from Ken Timmerman, covering a number of issues that we need to understand and in the times in which we are living. You know, Ken looks at geopolitical events around the world here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing, and he's now reporting how the stage is being set for the fulfillment of the end times prophetic scenario that has been written by the ancient Jewish prophets. Both Daniel and Ezekiel wrote of a time when Russia would lead a coalition of nations with a focus on destroying the Jewish state of Israel. That's Daniel chapter 11 and Ezekiel chapter 38. Daniel chapter 7 foretells of the appearance of the revived Roman Empire, who will be in a battle to take control over this Russian-led Islamic coalition to protect the Jewish state of Israel, and then will turn on the nation of Israel. The events in our world today, the United States-Iranian conflict, and the potential for Russia to attack the European Union is actually setting the stage for Daniel and Ezekiel's prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. At my prophecy bookstore, and that's located on my website, prophecytoday.com. There are many other teaching materials that may assist your study of Bible prophecy there at my bookstore on my website. That address, the website, prophecytoday.com, and then go to the prophecy bookstore, and this time look for my commentary on the book of Revelation. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.